It's Tuesday, February 28th, 2023, and this is Markets Daily from CoinDesk. I'm Adam B. Levine, here again with Adrian Blust for your daily news roundup. On today's show, we're talking Bitcoin, disaster relief, the latest headlines, and more. And just a reminder, CoinDesk is a news source and does not provide investment advice. Bitcoin, Ether, and most other top tokens are down this morning, and markets trending mostly red. Investors spent yet another day weighing what's often described by those who insist on turning monetary mismanagement into a blameless coincidence as, quote, fiendishly stubborn inflation, pouring more cold water on the idea that the central bank is ready to reverse anytime soon. Quote, markets of late have been pricing in rates that will remain higher for longer than previously anticipated because of inflation numbers that seem to be rather stubborn, the CEO and co-founder of Web3 bond market platform Umi wrote in an email to CoinDesk. They also noted, hopefully, that crypto markets have not seen, quote, a massive drawdown that the more alarmist crypto Twitter commentators have been warning about. I suspect that we haven't seen a massive pullback because the forced sellers have already sold, they wrote. Adding, last year's daisy chain of blowups appears to have mostly come to an end. This isn't to say we can't go lower from here, but a bottom for this cycle is probably in now, and in turn, we are probably in an accumulation phase. I think we need to be prepared for sideways action for some time, end quote. Zooming out a bit, liquidity conditions in the Bitcoin and Ether markets continue to worsen, and the situation is now more alarming than it was 3 months ago, according to some observers. And that has some traders at least worried about abrupt price swings. Liquidity refers, of course, to the ability of the market to absorb large buy and sell orders at stable prices. The commonly used metric for assessing liquidity conditions is roughly 2% of market depth. That would be a collection of buy and sell offers within 2% of the mid price or the average of the bid and the ask offer prices. More significant, though, is the depth. The more significant the depth of that liquidity, the more liquid an asset is said to be, and the reverse is true as well. Information from crypto data provider Keiko shows that Bitcoin's 2% market depth, when paired with the Tether US dollar-pegged stablecoin from across 15 centralized exchanges, has slipped to just 6,800 Bitcoin, the lowest level since May of 2022, surpassing the post-FTX low as well. And that is down significantly from October highs above 15,000 Bitcoin. Ether's 2% market depth, meanwhile, has more than halved, to just 57,000 ETH since October, primarily led by Binance. Quote, thin liquidity means more drastic moves, particularly in alternative cryptocurrencies, Matthew Dibb, chief investment officer at Astronaut Capital, said. But even as the original cryptocurrency has seen greater than 40% gains so far this year, that momentum has yet to ignite larger-scale investment in other crypto assets, such as stablecoins. The stablecoin supply, which serves as a key mechanism by which many crypto assets are purchased, has been declining. When the stablecoin supply increases, that implies that more capital is being added to purchase more crypto assets. When the supply of stablecoins fall, though, it implies the opposite. The aggregate supply net position change of the top four stablecoins, which would be USDT, USDC, BUSD, and DAI tokens, has been negative since September 14th and has been trending even lower since February 7th. For historical context, the aggregate supply net position change for stablecoins was positive between February and March of 2022, reflecting strong demand for digital assets during that time period. So, the news is mixed, but maybe the worst is over. Looking ahead, at least one other analyst was feeling partly upbeat about crypto prices moving forward from here. In an interview with CoinDesk TV, Bruno Ramos de Sousa, head of new markets at crypto asset manager Hashdex, said that markets were, quote, in the recovery phase already, past the bottom. They also noted increased interest among institutional investors in recent months, continuing, quote, they're educated in the sector, and they're looking for interesting windows to come in. These are hedge funds and family offices, people concerned with bottoms and ups, end quote. Today's crypto coverage comes courtesy of CoinDesk Markets analysts Oliver Knight, Sam Reynolds, James Rubin, Glenn Williams, and Omkar Godbole. Bitcoin is currently trading at $23,403 per token. That's down 1.5% over the last 24 hours, while Ether is trading at $1,633 per ETH. That's down just a little bit more over the same time period, according to the CoinDesk Market Index. And speaking of the CoinDesk Market Index, we're looking at an absolute reading this morning of 1,103. That compares against yesterday's reading of 1,121 and represents a 1.6% drop across top traded tokens on the day. Now, before we get to today's traditional markets update, let's take a quick look at some top headlines. First up, the cryptocurrency market is off to a much better start this year than most had expected, with the token universe up 42% year to date, currently sitting at a market cap across the industry of $1.1 trillion. Bank of America said in a recent report. Continuing, quote, We expect 2023 to be the year of token price divergence, the report said, continuing, with tokens that provide utility and a call on cash flows outperforming meme and governance tokens, end quote. The big bank views cryptocurrencies that power smart contract-enabled blockchain platforms, on which developers can build applications, as growth assets exposed to the same risks as growth stocks. Bank analysts note that these cryptos and small-cap liquid tokens have led this year's rally. Strategists at the bank remain cautious, though, on growth, as strong economic data has delayed the timing of a recession, but this also, quote, indicates the potential for reflation and additional rate hikes, end quote. CoinDesk's Will Canny has more. Elsewhere, several major Japanese technology, manufacturing, and finance firms are teaming up to create the infrastructure for an open metaverse in order to propel the nation's Web3 strategy forward. IT services company Fujitsu said Monday in a press release that it's collaborating with 9 other companies, including automobile manufacturer Mitsubishi and global bank Mizuho, to create an interoperable metaverse structure that will be used to expand the so-called Japanese metaverse economic zone. The reported goal of the Metaverse Alliance is to help build the framework for corporations to tap into Web3 marketing, work reform, and consumer experience initiatives, the press release said. Ryogu Koku, as the zone is called, will serve as a virtual world to connect users to different Web3 services created by companies and government agencies. CoinDesk's Cam Thompson has more on this one. In other news, a second Ethereum testnet known as Sepolia has successfully replicated the withdrawals of staked Ether earlier today, bringing the Ethereum blockchain closer to a highly anticipated upgrade known as Shanghai. The Shanghai upgrade is expected to mark Ethereum's complete transition to a fully functional proof-of-stake network, notably enabling validators to withdraw rewards earned from adding or approving blocks to the blockchain. CoinDesk's Margot Nagurk reports. Meanwhile, publicly traded exchange Coinbase will suspend trading of Binance USD, that's the Binance Exchange's preferred stablecoin, starting March 13th because the stablecoin doesn't meet its listing standards, the exchange announced in a tweet yesterday. Quote, our determination to suspend trading for BUSD is based on our own internal monitoring and review processes, a spokesperson told CoinDesk, continuing, when reviewing BUSD, we determined that it no longer met our listing standards and will be suspended, end quote. Users will still be able to access their BUSD funds and withdraw them at any time, though, the company said. CoinDesk's Elaine Braun reports. And checking in on one of the several high-profile bankruptcies we've been tracking since last spring, things might be getting close to a resolution, as embattled crypto broker platform Voyager Digital sells off its cryptocurrency holdings. That's according to a tweet from blockchain intelligence firm Arkham. Data from Arkham shows that Voyager transferred more than $100 million worth of assets, including Ether, Shiba Inu, and LINK tokens, to exchanges including Coinbase and Binance.us in just the past week. That data also shows that Voyager received some $150 million of Circle's USDC stablecoin from Coinbase in just the past 4 days, likely proceeds from that cryptocurrency sale. CoinDesk's Christian Sandor has more on this one. And now, here's Adrian Blust.
Thank you, Adam. And finally, one of the largest non-fungible token or NFT companies is hopping on the Bitcoin NFT wave with the release of a new collection. Yuga Labs said on Monday that it's planning to release an NFT collection minted on the Bitcoin-based Ordinals protocol, which has steadily grown in popularity since its launch last month. Called 12fold, the collection will feature 300 generative art NFTs created by Yuga Labs placed on a 12x12 grid, which serves as a, quote, visual allegory for the cartography of data on the Bitcoin blockchain, end quote. It will include 3D elements as well as hand-drawn features, Yuga Labs said. While Yuga Labs' empire is built upon the success of its blue-chip Bored Ape Yacht Club collection, which recently expanded its ecosystem through its skill-based Mint Dookie Cash, the company specified that its new collection does not come with extended utility or has any affiliation to its current Ethereum-based collections. Quote, all of these choices are a departure from what's expected from Yuga, said Greg Solano, co-founder of Yuga Labs, in a blog post, continuing, but you know what? F*** doing expected things, end quote. Yuga Labs plans to open its auction for 12fold later this week, encouraging its Ethereum-savvy audience to open Bitcoin wallets ahead of the mint. CoinDesk's Cam Thompson reports on that. And shifting to traditional markets, both European and U.S. stocks opened lower while government bond prices slipped, with both asset classes on pace to wrap up February with losses. In the U.S., the Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 0.8%, while the S&P 500 lost 0.5%. The tech-heavy NASDAQ, meanwhile, lost just under 0.25%. In Europe, most major indexes were in the red this morning, with both the regional Stoxx 600 and Germany's DAX shedding just over 0.4%. London's FTSE 100, meanwhile, led the losses at 0.8% lower. In Asia, major indexes were mixed. Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index declined 0.8% for the day and 9.4% for the month. In contrast, the Shanghai Composite Index gained just over 0.2%, while Japan's Nikkei 225 gained just under 0.1%, with both indexes finishing February with gains. In commodities markets, Brent crude, the global benchmark for oil, gained just over 0.9%, trading at $83.23 per barrel. Gold, meanwhile, traded relatively flat at $1,824 per troy ounce. That's up just a dollar since yesterday. Today's traditional market coverage draws from the Wall Street Journal and MarketWatch.
Thanks very much for that, Adrian. Stay tuned for After the Break. We'll be back with a look at charitable compatibility in the world of technology. We'll be right back.
Join CoinDesk's Consensus 2023, the most important conversation in crypto and Web3, happening April 26th through 28th in Austin, Texas. Consensus is the industry's only event bringing together all sides of crypto, Web3, and the metaverse. Immerse yourself in all that blockchain technology has to offer creators, builders, founders, brand leaders, entrepreneurs, and more. Use code MARKETSDAILY to get 15% off your pass. Visit consensus.coindesk.com or check the link in the show notes.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Today's featured story is an opinion piece from Johnny Liu, the CEO of KuCoin, which is the fifth largest cryptocurrency exchange. Our piece today is entitled, How to Harness the Power of Crypto to Aid Communities Rebuilding After Natural Disasters. Crypto's impact in the wake of the tragic earthquakes in Turkey and Syria was felt not only through large donations, but through this global community's responsive manner. Key crypto leaders and companies directed contributions to nonprofit organizations, providing aid to victims and their families, and supporting local rescue operations. Even more humbling was the fact that nonprofits like AFDA and Red Crescent, which usually accept fiat donations, turned to crypto for its efficiency. The use of technology is not an end in itself, but a means to an end, which is to help people in times of crisis. We must never forget that it is people who need our help the most. The crypto industry's response to natural disasters highlights the need to improve the compatibility between a crypto infrastructure and traditional financial processes. When a natural disaster strikes, it can leave entire communities devastated and in dire need of support and aid. While people all over the world want to help, the process of traditional donation methods can often be frustratingly opaque, leaving questions about where the resources are going and whether they're actually getting to the people who need them the most. Immutable ledgers provide an unparalleled level of transparency that traditional donation methods simply cannot match. With trust in institutions at an all-time low, according to a 2023 Edelman Trust Barometer study, this level of transparency is desperately needed. In our complex society, trust is being buried deeper under mountains of obscurity. This apparently vague sentiment can be quantified, though. The report says that only 44% of people surveyed have trust in institutions. That's down from 53% just in 2019. But it's not just transparency that makes crypto donations so impactful. With the impact to provide traceability and efficiency, blockchain technology offers a unique solution to the issues that plague traditional donation methods. With the use of smart contracts, which ensure the funds are only released once predetermined conditions specified in the contract are met, crypto donations provide an unprecedented level of accountability. The power of crypto donations has already made a significant impact, bringing hope and relief to those in need. UNICEF has recognized the potential of crypto donations and launched a cryptocurrency fund to receive, hold, and distribute donations in Bitcoin and Ether. By leveraging emerging technologies for the good of society, we can make a real difference in the world. And as we inch towards blockchain's ubiquity, the crypto community is more than willing to assist with current issues and make a real impact on the world. However, it's not just about building critical use cases and striving for transparency and accountability. It's about building trust and confidence among those who are in dire need of support. By doing so, we can harness the power of technology, including crypto and blockchain, to create a stronger, more equitable, and safer world for everyone. And that's our show for today. Thank you very much for listening. If you have any questions or comments, send the show an email at podcast@coindesk.com, or you can email me directly at adamlevine@coindesk.com. If you like what we're doing, we always appreciate reviews on Apple Podcasts or your preferred listening platform. This episode was produced by Adrian Blust and myself, with further support from the podcast team over at coindesk.com. Have a great rest of your day, and we'll be back tomorrow with another episode of Markets Daily.